Happy New Year, podcast listeners. It's Kate Brown, the newsroom assistant here at ProPublica. We started this podcast 7 years ago, and every week since then, we've talked to great investigative reporters about their work. We are going to keep doing that, but I am here to tell you that we are going to take it a step further. Working here in the newsroom, I get to hear about all of the work that goes into doing investigative journalism. It's kind of like I work on the set of Spotlight. I talk to reporters every day about how these stories come together, and sometimes their experiences can be just as powerful as the stories themselves. So, over the last several months, we have been talking more about the reporting process on the podcast and what is actually involved with reporting a big story. Now, we're relaunching our show with a new name and some new tricks. Welcome to The Breakthrough. Each week on The Breakthrough, reporters will take us on the weird and wild ride that is investigative journalism. From the aha moments to the dead ends, to the awkward phone calls and big reveals. This month, we'll find out how one reporter caught a serial killer, and another snuck into North Korea to tell stories from inside the Hermit Kingdom. But first, we're kicking things off with two ProPublica reporters who discovered that a $2 drug test is about as reliable as that sounds. So enjoy, and thank you so much for listening. We also want to hear from you. Send us an email at podcast@propublica.org and let us know what you think. Also, a friendly reminder that we cannot do this without your support. Go to ProPublica.org/donate to make a contribution that will go towards more of The Breakthrough and more of the great investigative journalism that you rely on us for. Thank you so much.